Hi, I'm Stunning Stella Cheeks.
And I'm the Enigma Erin Klein.
And this is Not Your Demographic, a feminist wrestling podcast.
Shockingly, those exist.
We're clearly recording these all at once.
Yeah.
Except for the AJ one, which was, you know, whatever. Who cares? Week four, we're doing promos, just watching good and bad and iconic promos. Mm-hmm. We were struggling for one for this week, and then I thought, Jimmy Jacobs knows how to talk. I'm going to show Erin the Age of the Fall.
I'd never seen this. I didn't know anything about Jimmy Jacobs until after he was fired from WWE and he like started coming to AAW. That was literally the first time I had ever seen him. And so I knew nothing about any of this.
I was in your same boat. So he gets released by the Fed. And I was at one of the AAW shows where he showed up and like made a big ruckus. And yeah. I was like, oh, very intrigued by this zombie princess. So I did some like research and like people were like, oh, you gotta watch Age of the Fall. You gotta watch Age of the Fall. You gotta watch Age of the Fall. So I did, and obviously I have now showed you. So A, it's really important because Tyler Black, a.k.a. Seth Rollins, is there, and Jimmy Jacobs. And then there's two other people, Lacey and then the Necromancer, who I don't know that much about. And I haven't watched...
Necro Butcher, sorry.
The Necro Butcher, who I don't know that much about, but like I love factions, and I love mixed gendered factions.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, and I haven't watched any of the matches and stuff really after this, but I just know that this was like a pinnacle moment in both of their careers. So to set the scene, you know, we'll play the audio, but this is also another one that you should watch.
Yeah, you should really watch.
You really have to watch this one.
Saw that out for me, and she was like, the violence at the beginning is important. And I was like, oh, okay, sure. It is actually,
you know what? I'm not going to splice the audio for this one in. I will link it, the video. You have to watch it.
You really do have to watch it. Because, like, what he's saying is important, sure. But, like, it really is the visual of...
And it's grainy because it's old.
Yeah. Which, like, I'm glad. there's that point where there's...
Because it's from 2007.
All right, I'm going to spoil it. If you have not watched it, you should stop it.
Go watch it right now.
Take the 5 minutes to go watch it right now. Okay, good. Now that you've seen it. Watching... Who's strung up? Do you know who that is?
One of the Briscoes.
Okay, so one of the Briscoes is strung up and is bleeding really heavily.
I think it's Jay. It's really grainy.
It's hard to tell.
I think it's Jay.
And I cannot tell them apart. Because, like, when they change their hairstyle of which one has a beard and which doesn't, I'm like, I have no fucking
clue. I'm pretty sure it's Jay.
You could be either.
He's also kind of like, I feel like, the patriarch, so I feel like it would make sense to hang him up.
Yeah, he'd be the one to go upside down. So, like, it was weird. I was watching them get hung up, and I see Jimmy in this white suit, and I was like, oh, that seems like a bad thing to have in this. Oh, God. Okay.
So he gets beat up, right? And then they string Jay up like a crucifixion almost.
Yeah,
like he's hanging.
It's the same way that they crucified St. Peter. It's because St. Peter wanted to be crucified upside down because then he didn't feel like he was challenging the status of Jesus. So, like, when you hang someone upside down, it means, like, you're being punished in this terrible way. And also you have this indignity of, like, you are below people in this as well. Like, that's why you, like, die upside down. They also hung Judas like that as, like, a punishment.
So Jimmy is standing underneath Jay in his white suit and is slowly getting covered in Jay's blood.
Mm-hmm. And Jimmy has blonde streaks in his hair at this point, and by the end of it, his hair is black because he's covered in blood. But there's a moment where he turns, and you see Jay's blood fall in, like, glops down his back.
Down Jimmy's back.
It was intense. It's very fucking intense. And it's an incredible visual. It truly is.
It's so good. And then so he goes on to talk about how he thought that, like, love would save him, and he realized that love is dead and that these, like, group of misfits have come together and they don't get the respect that they deserve. And so, like, they're banding together. But classic promo stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, and it's not even, like, the cleanest promo, but it's just, like, you can see the brilliance of Jimmy Jacobs.
Yes.
Like, working it out.
It's like we said last week about Steve Austin's promo and the way they cut it together and how it showed this, like, visionary nature about the visual companionship of promos inside of wrestling, this is absolutely a next step in that. Yeah. Where it's Jimmy understands the tableau of what you're looking at is almost more important sometimes than what you're actually saying and what you're actually doing. Like, also, it really matters.
The branding of the faction, like Age of the Fall, is like an amazing thing to say while somebody is dripping their blood on you.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, if you want to make an impact, this is the fucking way to do it. I totally understand now why people are like, I got it once I started to get into Jimmy Jacobs now, but like, this, I absolutely get it.
This is young Jimmy Jacobs, and it's this good.
Yeah, absolutely. When was this? Like, 2008?
2007.
Whew. Man.
Also, there's a YouTube comic that I want to read because I think this is incredible. It says, this is missing one of the best parts where Necro is like, I told you if you let me out of my cage, I'd pile the bodies to the sky, which is an amazing line.
Yeah. So good. This is so good. I'm really glad you showed this to me.
It's so sick.
Ugh, man.
That's like, and so this cool. is like such a big deal in ROH history too, because like, I mean, like you got Tyler Black.
And it like makes sense that this is like the rise of Tyler Black as well too. That for like, sure. This is what propels him into being hired by WWE. Like, I can immediately
and
say,
that's why when Jimmy Jacobs cuts promos now and he's like, I'm responsible for all this shit. It's like, yeah, you are.
You totally are. Absolutely.
Like, not to undercut Seth Rollins, like he obviously works really hard too, and like he. But I'm just saying, like. Mm. Things go hand in hand.
They call Seth Rollins the architect, but Jimmy Jacobs is truly the architect of this stuff. Like, he clearly understands the fundamental blocks of wrestling in a way that some people just don't. Like,
I mean, I just fucking love Jimmy Jacobs so much.
He's so good.
He's so incredible.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, you guys gotta watch this.
Yeah, 100%.
All right.
Oh, so good.
We have one more week of our hiatus. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, you can follow us on the internet. I'm at Stella_Cheeks.
I'm at Urgency.
You can interact with us using the hashtag NotYourDemoPod.
You can send us an email at NotYourDemo@gmail.com.
You should rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
You can get our merch at WhatAManeuver.net. We've got good merch up there. You should get some of it. You can also check out our Patreon. What? And you should subscribe at Patreon.com/NotYourDemoPod. We have so much stuff. There's so much stuff up there. We've got Manias. We've got NYD After Dark. We've got a couple of movie reviews up there. You should check it out. It's good.
Some cool stuff.
We got some good stuff up there.
All right. We're closing in on the end. Two words for you.
Bring
Age of the Fall.
Oh, that's three words.
Yeah, I know, but it was like a good.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to string me up? I can like bleed on you if you want.
I'm in a pants. Prima.